From KQED in San Francisco, this is the Writer's Block.
Hello, I'm Linda Morgenstein. Today I'll be reading from my second novel, My Life with Stella Kane, the fictional memoir of a 50s Hollywood gay actress, as told by Nina Weiss, her longtime companion, looking back on their life together. As to myself, I grew up in the Borscht Belt, the Jewish resort area in the Catskill Mountains of New York. My father was a maitre d' and my mother was a waitress. In the hotels, they met many celebrities. As a little girl, I danced the cha-cha and drank Shirley Temples in hotel bars with names like the Swizzle Stick Lounge. Even after leaving the Catskills and getting a lot of college degrees, I retained a fascination with the entertainment world, especially old Hollywood. In the section I'll be reading today, the young Nina Weiss is sitting with Murray Lasky, an assistant producer. They're at the Hillcrest, the best Jewish country club in old L.A. He's about to tell her how he supposedly discovered Stella Kane. And here is the tale he tells. The summer of 44. I'm some punk discharged from the Navy and trying to figure out what to do. My family has mob connections, but I can't stand that kind of work. It's not like I'm such a moral guy. I just like to avoid violence. So my brother's boss, who knows someone in Hollywood, lines me up a job as a messenger boy. My big brother, Jaime, gives me a few bucks and an old jalopy he won in a card game. About 70 miles before Columbus, Ohio, the clunkers start smoking. I pull up to a great big shack surrounded by old junk cars. It's called Kubitschek's Auto Repair. A three-legged mutt comes howling out, followed by a gigantic man with hair so blonde it's almost white. I swear to God, the ground shakes as the guy comes up to the car. We push the junker into a bay in the garage, while the little mutt nips at my heels. Then Kubitschek starts pulling parts out and throwing them on the oily cement, while I stand around trying to make small talk until he glares at me and says, "Go." I go to the cafe attached to the garage. The radio is playing an episode of The Shadow. Standing in the middle of the room is a girl, maybe 17, interpreting the show in sign language to another kid, a couple of years younger. Both of them are bony and could have washed their hair. Real hillbillies. But they were both knockouts. I go to the sticky counter, sit on a crummy stool, and point to the menu. Double cheeseburger, fries, large Coke. The older one wipes her hands on her apron and says, "We're out of hamburgers." Three hot dogs with the works," I say. She shakes her head. "What the hell do you have in this dump?" "Eggs and toast. We didn't get any deliveries this week. We got some spinach and carrots in the garden out back." "I don't want no spinach and carrots." I'm beginning to realize maybe not too many people come into this shack. The eggs are probably from the dusty chickens in the yard. Anyway, I'm in no position to argue, so I say, "Look, what's your name?" "Stella." "All right, Stella, give me three eggs, over easy, and a double order of toast, and coffee. You got coffee, don't you?" I reach over to stick the menu back between the sugar shaker and the napkin holder and wind up jumping nearly a foot in the air. The other kid, the younger one, is almost biting my neck. Snuck up like a ghost. The older one, Stella, makes a bunch of signs. The deaf one signs back saying something like, "Screw you." "Where are you headed?" Stella calls over while she cracks the eggs into a pan of burning butter. "Hollywood," I say. "No reason to lie." Stella delivers the black, rubbery eggs to me. "Me and my sister are going to Hollywood." "Sure thing," I'm thinking. "You and every other white trash girl from every gas station and feed store between the Atlantic and the Pacific." "What's your daddy out there think about that?" I ask. "He's not my daddy. He's my stepfather." "Where's your mama?" "She's dead." "Hey, I'm sorry about your mama," I say. "Name's Murray Lasky. I can see you got talent, kid. You look me up when you get to Hollywood, you hear?" The screen door pops open and Kubitschek stomps in.
"Fixed."
He tells me how much money I need and I almost puke. Gonna have to wire my brother in the morning. Soon it's 3 a.m. Kubitschek has let me sleep on a flea bag mattress in the storeroom. I pray the guy was dumb enough to leave the keys in the car. I get to my jalopy. Who do you suppose is waiting, with two bundles hugged up against their chests? And the three-legged dog is there, too. "Get out," I say. Meanwhile, the damn dog is starting to whine. Get out or I'll pull you out. I'll scream, Stella warns. Scream bloody murder. I'd rather have it out with that old man now than get nabbed for kidnapping tomorrow. I've got money. She waves this thick wad of dough at me. That won't do me no good in jail. He wants to get rid of us, she says. Why do you think he left the keys in the car? In that case, why would I want you? Now Stella trains her eyes on me, suddenly silent. She reaches over to her little sister, starts unbuttoning the kid's blouse. Stop it, I say. There on the poor kid's chest are these nasty bruises, raw and new, like handprints. Well, what the hell could I do? I started the car. Those girls were driving me bananas. Thought the whole thing was some kind of vacation. I'd say to them, as soon as we get to Hollywood, I'm dumping both of you on the first curb we see. And each time, Stella, she'd answer, I'll take care of everything. Somewhere in Arizona, outside of Flagstaff, I'm getting real tired. The last time we stopped for ice cream cones, they got my car all sticky, feeding the dog. As soon as we get to Hollywood, I'm been dumping you both off on the first curb we see. I'll take care of everything. I was fed up. Oh, yeah? Look how good you take care of your sister there back at the garage. Stella gives me a look I'll never forget. Like a cat, eyeballing a cornered mouse. She grabs a napkin and spits on it. Opens her sister's blouse and rubs. Then holds the napkin under my nose, showing me the ink stains she's rubbed off. And the kid's sister, she's got this look on her face like, ha-ha. Why, you sneaky brats, I shout. Stella just slumps down on the seat and crosses her arms over her chest. I'm a fool, I announce to the desert air. But you know, I had to appreciate her. That Stella, she was going to take care of everything. And I don't care what they say about deaf people. The sister was no dope either. To subscribe to The Writer's Block and hear more stories, visit kqed.org/Writer's Block.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.